it's Dave's Jingle Ball.
It's Keegan with you, Furabo here on Triple M, and Rebecca from Maryland. You sound like the most determined person to get to this Jingle Ball.
Oh, so badly. I've been trying for all weeks. Like, my kids are telling me to turn the radio off. I'm like, no, I want to go. Leave that off.
Don't listen to the kids and don't turn the radio off, but you're too early. I'm so sorry.
No!
I do, however, have your double pass to Tanya and Steve's Jingle Ball coming up this afternoon. But in 5 minutes, I've got an NXS song, their only one to contain a banjo. No idea why they didn't chuck it in the rest. It actually sounds half all right. First, though, Eurythmics on Triple M. Sweet dreams
of... Barnsley rocking your weekend on Sydney's Triple M. The band Muse, they've had quite a run-in with world powers when they've tripped across the globe.
I think it's Malaysia where it's illegal to spit. So we got given a warning before going on stage, like, do not spit, otherwise you'll go to jail. China is very controlled, yeah. I mean, they control the set list. You know, we're not allowed to play Uprising in China, yeah. And I remember the first time we were going to go there, we sort of didn't agree to modify the set list, so they wouldn't let us come in. So that was it, you know.
Triple M. Green Day on Sydney's Triple M. The Cat Empire, their song Hello, it turns 20 years old this year. And while it was originally about the connection you make with a stranger by saying hello, I think 20 years later we've gone through, what, the Facebook poke, the Tinder swipe, maybe a bit of eHarmony on the side. Do we even say hello anymore? The Cat Empire on Triple M. You really need me. G Flip with Drink Too Much on to NRS. Stranger Things, we've all seen it. But apparently, according to Kate Bush, running up that hill wasn't originally made for someone rising up out of a grave.
People hearing the song for the first time and discovering it, well, I think it's very special. But originally it was written as the idea of really swapping a man and a woman, swapping places with each other, just to feel what it was like from the other side. It doesn't
hurt me. Sound of the Coast.
It's Keegan with you for your afternoon, and in 15 I've got a Crowded House classic. Been drummed out by a bloke who decided he would quit the life of rock and roll and open a tea house. Plus your chance to win $500 with Beat the Banker. You just have to answer 3 easy questions to grab it. Dancing in the Dark to NRS. Fleetwood Mac on to NRS. Back in 96, drummer Paul Hester, he quit Crowded House. But it was to open a tea house, of all things. However, he seems to remember the house of Cup and Saucer quite differently.
I gave up rock and roll so I could take up sex and drugs and rock and roll.
To NRS. There is freedom.
Adam Ant on the Tablelands, 105.1 Triple M. Another chance for you to beat the banker with Neil for breakfast tomorrow morning. I'll give you all the info you need in 5. But first, a song which people thought the album cover was someone urinating on a flag. Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA. Midnight Oil on the Borders, Triple M 105.7. Up next, a Brian Johnson classic. It got blared throughout multiple Iranian nuclear facilities on full volume in 2009 after their computers were hacked.
Woolworths.
We're playing the blank game with Gatters, so she's got a question for you.
Here we go, number 6. People are more creative in the blank. What's the blank?
I think people are more creative in a circle of stoners.
Akadaka on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gang of Youths, their frontman, David LaPepe, he knew they needed to break the expectation with their emotional Angel of 8th Avenue.
It needed to not be a down-tempo, miserable, sad, sodden record. There's this weird idea that somehow you can only convey deep true emotion with the sad, quiet intimacies. No, I think it's a very old-fashioned way to look at music.
Usually, polar bears spend most of their time hunting on the sea ice. But this year, thanks to Bundy Rum, you may find one hidden in your local bottle shop. Bundy has given a few NRL legends golden bears to hide in cans of Bundy Rum. Find one and you'll score 10 grand. There are also thousands of NRL prizes to be won. So, where's the bear? Just follow Bundaberg Rum on Facebook and Instagram to find out.